website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion today. Very broad but succinct subject, issue that we'll discuss. COVID lies and the truth, vindication. I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit encouraged to find that some of the COVID lies, disinformation, misinformation, malinformation, false information, unscientific information that was distributed, dispersed, and talked about for 3 years is for much of that information now being revealed as being an absolute lie. A physician friend of mine said just a few months back, he said the next few years, the entire medical society will look back in regret for participating in the COVID lie, end quote. I believe we're seeing some of that today. I believe we're witnessing some of the evidence coming forth to validate that it was, in fact, a planned pandemic. I'm looking at a headline from the American Frontline Doctors. During a recent interview with Fox News, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said that COVID-19 was pre-planned by an elite group of people to take over our lives. The proof of the Senator Johnson is 100% correct in everything. The virus was released by the Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the Wuhan virus was created and funded by Dr. Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance. The virus created the fear that led to people censoring the tyrannical measures from our government, including mask mandates, mandatory vaccines, forced closures of churches and businesses. Yet, unbelievably, news outlets reporting that Biden administration is rolling out new COVID-related restrictions to be placed on all American citizens. The article further states, Biden warned that everyone will get it, despite their previous vaccination status. It will be likely recommended that everyone get it no matter whether you've gotten the vaccination before or not, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article. Headline says, the Biden administration admits vaccine error. No evidence behind the recommendations for further vaccinations. The article reads, after a seven-month-long battle, the Biden administration conceded that there's no scientific evidence whatsoever to support the apparent recommendation to receive COVID-19 shots or boosters, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we'll discuss today. That's the issue at hand. And if you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion as we proceed in the show today, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. And as I remind you each and every day on this broadcast, as we face the issues, we do so based on the fundamentals of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the Truth Book. It's in John 8:31 and 32. the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And I commend that truth book to you, ladies and gentlemen, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is truth, and truth endures forever, the truth of the Lord. So I encourage you to stand on truth. It's the secularist George Orwell of yesteryear that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. You'll find that to be true today. There is a rejection of truth. Across America, thousands and thousands of doctors, physicians, medical groups get into deep hot water with the federal government and with their different licensing boards. Many had their license revoked. Many had their medical license suspended because they told the truth about COVID, the COVID vaccination, and the dangers therein. Ladies and gentlemen, their truth was rejected. But we're finding multitudes of these physicians today being reinstated, their license being renewed, and basically an apology from the licensing boards for what they have done to these physicians and nurses. Ladies and gentlemen, truth must prevail. We must stand for truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, Senator DeMint said this, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. In fact, most of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, that age group, 55% now say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. In other words, there's no standard of truth. That's what we saw, ladies and gentlemen, during the entire past 3 years plus through the Biden administration. You can just about count on whatever the Biden administration says, the reverse of that is true. Whatever they present, the reverse of that is true. We find that it is difficult to separate truth from error in a society where anything goes with a scorched earth mentality to destroy the truth and to prevail through a lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day. In fact, for those that perhaps have not heard me make the statement, Jan Hus, that made that statement, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, when he was being burned at the stake, he screamed, truth shall prevail. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, that's the emphasis that I want to make in our broadcast today. Truth shall prevail. It's the COVID lies and truth, and yet there's the vindication of that truth coming about, even though it's piecemeal, even though it's partial. We see it taking place today, gradually. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. See what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this ought to be a little bit scary, and I'll read this at this juncture. We'll talk about it later in the broadcast. They have tried every means and mechanism to force citizens to take the COVID jab. I call it the COVID death jab. The thousands and thousands of different side effects for those that take the COVID vaccination. But it's amazing the different methodologies they've used with fright, with fear, with the media, all of the media, about 75%, for example, of the advertising profits in Fox News comes from the big farmer organization groups. These media groups are not going to tell you the truth about the vaccination or about the material that's in it, about the dangers of it, because that's where they make their money. But now, ladies and gentlemen, listen. Bill Gates and others in the past 6 or 8 months have mentioned the fact that they could treat vegetables, treat our crops with a material that would, once the vegetables and the fruits and so forth is ingested, it would be administering the vaccination, the equivalent of a vaccination. Now, here's the latest attempt to force everybody to be vaccinated. Looking at headline, researchers create an aerosoled mRNA COVID vaccine. Researchers at Yale University have created a new airborne method of delivering of the mRNA COVID vaccine. They claim that their tests were able to be successfully vaccinate mice without any injection. They believe this will radically change the way people are vaccinated in the near future. The implications that it has for the next vaccination drive in this country is absolutely imperative to understand. This article, ladies and gentlemen, is just an abbreviated, truncated article from a massive article going into great scientific details of what Yale University has done in the creation of the COVID vaccine that's aerosoled. And they went on to talk about in the major article, ladies and gentlemen, that it could be released in the air, in buildings, in shops and shopping centers, in homes, places where you would least expect it, that you're getting vaccinated while not even knowing it, so that you'll be safe and protected from the COVID virus. What are your thoughts on that? Do you believe this is good? Do you believe it's bad? Do you believe it is scientifically okay? Do you believe that it's all right for a person to get a medical vaccination without being vaccinated, but being delivered by aerosol so that you breathe it, and the same ingredients that goes into the arm and a COVID jab is then ingested by breathing it? I don't know about you, but there's something that is totally wrong when that is on the potential horizon for being the delivery methodology for the vaccines in America to force American citizens to take the vaccination. The telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that millions of Americans suffered losses I can't even begin to get my mind around the losses that I have understood in the research and the reading of thousands upon thousands of articles about the subject. But the losses that have been incurred, around the nation, resulting in the receiving and being forced to receive government disinformation and deception, determining, ladies and gentlemen, that every American is going to be forced to submit to the COVID vaccine. Now, listen very carefully. Back about 2 years ago, out of Yale University, one of their adjunct hospitals, Mitchell Hospital, one of the physicians / scientists said that the COVID pathogen that was released was a mass genocide designed to be used to lower the population. Of course, he got fired summarily. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the COVID lies. And the American citizens are still being subjected to those lies. You'll recall the constant 24/7 lies on the Communist Network News. It's as tools for the, there are tools for the puppet and puppets for the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen. Today, there's a cranking up, if you want to call it that, a setting the stage, getting ready for the full-fledged COVID scare once again. It's the Biden deception machine that's now cranking up in full frantic force to attempt to steal the 2024 election. Listen, make no mistake. The 2020 election was stolen, and the tool that was used was the COVID pathogen that was purposely designed, aerosoled and designed, purposely used for the shutdowns, the lockdowns, the mask mandates, and the ballots to be mailed in. Now, you can argue and have some mitigation against that if you like, but I'll never be convinced otherwise. It's the Biden deception machine, ladies and gentlemen, we see getting ready to steal the 2024 election. The lunatics on the left have found that COVID lies and lockdowns and masks, forced vaccinations, allowed millions of fraudulent ballots for the Biden administration, for the Biden team in 2020. And today, ladies and gentlemen, there's a cranking up of that, a starting all over again. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. New York City Health Department says masking up is a good idea over the Labor Day weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, that was done 2 days before Labor Day. But the article reads, dated September the 3rd, the article reads, people in New York are being encouraged to mask up this Labor Day weekend as the number of COVID cases continue to rise, including two different variants. But ladies and gentlemen, they're saying there are five different variants now to COVID-19. And as a result of that, they could take the common cold and claim that was a COVID variant. The article further says the New York City Health Department spokesman said wearing a mask is a good idea. Further, it states, staying up to date with your COVID vaccines, along with other proven preventing tools like masking, testing, staying at home when sick, continue to be the best defense against COVID and the different variants and other respirators that could be used. Ladies and gentlemen, they're telling you in advance what their intents are. We're being warned in advance where they're going with the little tidbits of information. Looking at one headline, ladies and gentlemen, says lockdowns 2.0, masks, social distancing, and more creeping back as an election season builds. With a little more than a year till the 2024 elections, the reappearance of some of the COVID-19 era protocols has sparked concerns that more widespread measures may be ordered in the months ahead. And he goes on to talk about some of the things that the ones that are supposedly in the know are suggesting. In fact, CNN reported that at least one expert said the protocol may be needed soon for people with diabetes, cancer, chronic liver, kidney, or lung diseases, organ or stem transplants, HIV, or other immunocompromising conditions, a history of heart disease or stroke, dementia, mental health issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That protocol, here's the setting. CNN is, promoting it. Social distancing, bans on all large gatherings, isolation and quarantines in accordance with the CDC guideline, even going back to contact tracing, symptoms monitoring, regular hand washing and sanitation. Ladies and gentlemen, they're setting the stage and they're using the Communist Network News to promulgate and push to work up a frenzied fright in society. Now listen, my whole point, my whole emphasis, the entire focus is for us to recognize and understand that the stage is being set. The players are being put on the stage. The misinformation and disinformation that they claim that is being done by conservatives and by physicians and doctors that know what is taking place with the COVID vaccine, they claim that that's misinformation. But what we're listening to is the misinformation and disinformation by the left that's wanting to prepare us for a stolen election in 2024. Looking at a headline, contact tracing and mask mandates coming soon. As businesses and medical facilities, schools, and public spaces are beginning to insist on mask again, it is important this time that we just say no as much as possible. Weaponizing, this article says, weaponizing public health to control people is a sign that our government has moved into a very dangerous territory. But the truth is that the mask use has negative consequences on mental and physical health. Masks are not benign, particularly the N95S series, which are also classified as respirators. Among the many physical health risks of masking are that they reduce airflow, increase CO2, increase body temperature during any use. The truth is that those most fearful of catching COVID are also the most vulnerable to fear-mongering. This fear-mongering is coming from our government, our schools, our medical facilities, and the mainstream media. Now, I couldn't have any more succinctly summarized or stated that. It's coming from the government, our schools, the medical facilities, and the mainstream media, or some call it the lamestream media. The article further states, as a nation, we cannot let our public health officials normalize mask wearing as a tactic to combat infectious disease. Mask wearing is not normal. It is unhealthy. It is particularly unhealthy for children and for people with pre-existing conditions. But even more importantly, public health should not be in the business of mandating lifestyle or life choices, whether healthy or unhealthy. The article concludes, says, our bodies, our choices. That ought to be understood. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not what is taking place in society today. We're watching the stage being set for the theft of another election. I believe it's time that we understand that and say no. In fact, very recently, President Trump, in one of his speeches, he said, we need to say, we will not comply. And he was speaking about the health scare, the health mandates that's being, the stage being set today. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go over to your question or comment, please.
Good morning. It feels like it's Monday, but I think it's Tuesday.
You're right. It is.
I've got the information published by an author named retired Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, and the title of the book is Mask Can Be Murder. And it specifically addresses the psychological effects of fear and submission that a person gets when they're wearing a mask. They also wind up holding their breath. You're reducing oxygen to your brain for cognitive function and reaction time. But for a wolf, for a bad guy, what does the mask do? For a bad guy, you know, you couldn't walk into a bank and wear a mask, but until the virus struck, right? But they closed down all the lobbies. Okay, that wasn't to prevent infection. That was to keep people from walking in with a mask. And then later on, things kind of reopened. But for the wolf's mentality, they're protecting their facial features so they can't be recognized. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason why in some countries when they were killing people, genocide, exterminating people, they put a mask on the person they were going to shoot, or they had them turn away so that the person firing the shot wouldn't have to look at the human features of a face and then have compassion and not be able to kill them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if your face is covered, you can't see the expressions of the face. You are denying the humanness, the humanity of that person. 80% of communication is nonverbal. This is just a side note. Nonverbal communication, not the spoken, not the words that you're hearing. You're looking at a person's face to determine if the communication is coming through. The gestures, the smile or frown or the scowl or the eyes. You understand what I'm saying? 80% of communication is nonverbal. Now cover a person from the nose down. You got a problem. You have another problem here. When you hear muffled sounds, you have to speak louder. You have to tell the person to speak louder, or the person already knows that they can't be heard, so they speak louder. Louder communication automatically evokes an anger response because it's louder, like you're being yelled at. Any wonder why in the last 3 years we had a lot of extra road rage and extra anxiety? It goes across a lot of different problems, not just that a regular mask would not filter out a virus, okay, because it was only designed to filter out particles or particulate, but it was having a great psychological effect of fear and submission on the general public. And that's exactly where they wanted us, because if you're in fear, what do they want me to do next? What do they want me to do next? Mm-hmm. It made everything worse, not to mention the conflicting information from the quote-unquote experts. Remember, we said before, the CDC and the NIH both had independent taxpayer studies that proved those masks were not going to work, but they forced it on us anyway. What was the mantra we kept hearing? Well, not even the experts can agree. Well, my goodness, nobody can agree on anything. What have we learned in the span of human civilization? Nothing? Everything went out the window. Immunology, virology, all these things that we thought the doctors and the scientists understood went out the window, and they started telling us to do things that they knew that we shouldn't be doing. Why? It was control. It was a lie. They forced us into the funnel of the pharmaceuticals' profit margin, and they were literally reducing the population. Interesting. All about control.
Right. A two-pronged goal. And they succeeded in that goal, and the success was so great, they're planning on bringing it back. And the Biden administration, Glenn, I believe without any equivocation, has in mind to win the election by fraud, as they did in 2020, by claiming that the COVID pathogen is so dangerous that we cannot go out to vote, that we're going to once again have the mass mail-in ballots rather than going to the polls and voting. Glenn, what are your thoughts? We've got about a minute before the top of the hour news break. Let's take that moment. What are your thoughts about the new news that Yale University now has developed a system to vaporize the vaccine?
Vaporize. Wow. Well, it's interesting because the original virus, we want to call it that, was manufactured here in America, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, 2014, someone blew the whistle, and then it wound up in Wuhan, China, in the hands of the Red Army, and they vaporized it. They turned it into an aerosol, and that's aerosol. How they were able to spread it around the world. Interesting.
Absolutely. And they're going to try to force everybody to be vaccinated with that system. Glenn, hold on for your thought for a moment. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tightening the screws yet again on the oil-dependent West, Saudi Arabia. The Saudis now say they will extend their production cut of 1 million barrels of oil a day through the end of the year. The impeachment trial of the Texas Attorney General gets going today in the state Senate. Correspondent Paul Weber says the proceedings expected to run 2 to 3 weeks. Accused of bribery and abusing public trust, Ken Paxton calls it a politically motivated sham. It's back to work today for members of the U.S. Senate following the August break. They're up against an end-of-the-month government funding deadline. Fighting the war in Ukraine and rapidly burning through munitions, Russian President Vladimir Putin may turn to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un for more weaponry. On Wall Street, the Dow down 55 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about COVID lies, the truth, and vindication. We've got several articles that we'll get to in a moment where doctors and nurses are being vindicated for their stand saying no on the COVID deception and rejecting the COVID death jabs. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very careful with what we see taking place today. I'm looking at a headline, Glenn. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Glenn Youngblood. Glenn is one of our 4 sons. Glenn is retired law enforcement, has a lot of insight when it comes to people reading, as I call it, and understanding the situation and investigating crimes. And it's always a joy to have him on the broadcast with me. Glenn, I'm looking at a headline. Senator Johnson sounds the alarm on return of COVID-19 mask mandates. Again, this, and Senator Johnson has been a stalwart in standing against the misinformation about that. Says Senator Ron Johnson is sounding the alarm after a small number of offices, hospitals, and schools are reinstating mask mandates in recent days and weeks, describing the mandates as being alarming. Senator Johnson told the Moms for Liberty group in August that they are ineffective and said he would keep fighting against them. He goes further in the article. He also called on the Biden administration, listen to this, to admit that its COVID policies did not work and were ineffective and wrong. Further, he states, the White House, the senator added, won't acknowledge that he described what he described as the incalculable human toll and the economic devastation caused by the shutdowns and the mask mandates, et cetera, et cetera. Glenn, just summarize for our listeners from your thoughts what we've gone through in 3 years. And do you see the foreshadowing of the replay of that playbook from the Biden administration?
Absolutely. An election year is coming up. Did it, all the strings and buttons they pushed from 2020 were very effective in manipulating the outcome of an election and putting people in fear, herding the sheep from one side of the paddock to the other side of the paddock. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody was paying attention to what was going on. What was that movie? The Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain pushing the buttons and all and the big talk and that you must comply and you must do this. The great Oz has spoken. Wake up, people. Wake up. We've been manipulated. We've been lied to, and they're going to come for 2.0. It's coming back. back off for just a second and look at a bigger picture. All the things they did were very effective if you knew what their plan was. It was very ineffective and hurtful to the populations around the world. But what if that was the intended effect? All right, this is not checkers. This is chess. All right, this didn't happen overnight. This was planned. It was no accident. It was already developed in forethought, where they had come up with something they wanted to inject you with, and then they released the virus. But don't worry, they already had the cure, or what they were going to sell you as the cure. It was pre-purchased by all of these governments, and then it was mandated for compliance. You didn't have a choice. It's really interesting. Even the folks on the other side of the aisle, your liberals, who were pro-abortion people, okay, let's put it this way. They kept screaming, you know, my body, my choice, my body, my choice, until it was a mandated injection of an experimental RNA gene therapy, because it's not a vaccination. It's experimental gene therapy. Then it was like, oh, everybody needs to comply. You need to wear a mask. You need to get that shot. Well, wait. You were screaming my body, my choice when it came to the abortion issue, all right? But you flipped the script, and we have to comply with your mantra of all this compliance with a mask and an experimental shot. And we're trying to declare our religious exemptions, and they're like, nope, no exemptions, it's mandated. Wow. I'm looking at an article from The Defender. Robert Kennedy is behind this particular, I guess we'll just call it information. He's constantly putting things out. Very, very intelligent man. This one was titled, Repeated COVID Shots Driving Dangerous Variants and Turbo Cancers. According to vaccinologist Gert VandenBosch, with PhD, continued mass COVID-19 vaccination is driving more infectious and potentially dangerous viral variants, increasing the risk of severe COVID-19, aggressive cancers, and autoimmune diseases in vaccinated populations. And then skipping ahead a little bit, it says the public is understandably confused. On the one hand, major scientific journals, news outlets, and authorities have used and continue to use superlatives to describe COVID-19 genetic vaccines. The journal Science called the results of a Moderna trial absolutely remarkable. The Washington Post referred to them as an extraordinary success story. BuzzFeed claimed the vaccines work way better than we had ever expected, while the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, the UK National Health Service, and other authorities continue to cite the mantra used for all approved vaccines, referring to them as, quote, safe and effective, unquote. It's conflicting information that doesn't create, conflicting information doesn't just create confusion. It creates cognitive dissonance, D-I-S-S-O-N-A-N-C-E, cognitive dissonance. That's an uncomfortable and unsettling feeling. It drives people to find and latch onto what feels to them like a coherent, trusted view. This causes division. Some still have trust in the authorities and the scientific establishment that remain steadfastly on the vaccines are our best fix, quote unquote, podium. Others of us cannot support this view, seeing it as incoherent both scientifically and experimentally.
Many of us have lost trust in the scientific establishment, full stop, for various reasons. Any trust that we might have had prior to the COVID-19 crisis has since evaporated, largely because of the way the crisis and the information relating to it was handled. That includes the mass censorship of dissenting scientific views. Given the social nature of human beings and our desire to align with those we trust, if we are repelled by one group we distrust, such as the scientific establishment responsible for our COVID-19 worldview, we find ourselves being attracted to others with whom we see reason to trust. It comes down to this. Who do you trust to give you the truth? Who do you trust? Mm-hmm. If you haven't dug in and researched and looked for the truth yourself and talked to people who have experienced reality, okay, and you keep believing the lie, it's only going to get worse because they're going to do it again.
Absolutely. Glenn, one of the articles that I read recently in the new move to get more needles in the arms, physicians are being paid $50 for each time they ask a patient if they are interested in the COVID vaccination. Then if the patient submits, agrees, and receives the vaccination, there's another $50 bonus. So picture you walk in your doctor's office thinking that he's your ally, thinking that he's going to give you the truth, thinking that he's going to be honest in disseminating medical advice to you, and he's getting paid $100 for each patient that he asked the question, and then if the patient says yes, taking the vaccination. That is a horrific thought to me. This is the reason so many people today have very, very little confidence in the medical establishment. In fact, I find it fascinating that you touched on it, but I'm looking at a headline. Americans are now mobilizing to fight the surging wave of COVID-19 hysteria. As Joe Biden and liberal corporate and social media ramp up their talk about masking up and the new COVID booster shot campaign, conservatives and those who no longer trust any of the sciences, to quote a widely ridiculed narrative, are bracing for a new wave of COVID hysteria. And that's what you were speaking about just a moment ago. Glenn, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for taking my call today. And let me kind of interrupt, if I may, with a quick change of subject and give kind of a city council update, if I may.
Yes.
So, yes, sir. But before I do that, let me on this current topic with COVID. You know, it's affected us all. Unfortunately, you know, I now even have a cousin who's pretty severely a vaccine injured cousin who's dealing with, you know, just major life changes. And so we're praying that any deadly thing won't harm her, and she'll be able to recover completely. But she is having a lot of issues, end up hospitalized for a good, I don't know how long, a week or two, and just a lot of issues with that. So, you know, we're certainly praying for these folks to recover and to see the light and yes. Just, you know, certainly don't, you know, we don't want nobody to take no more poison.
Yes.
And I think more people are going to start waking up to that fact.
Well, Raymond, one of the things, and Glenn, I'm sure, is aware of this, and our listeners may or may not be, but the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate were not required to take the vaccination, and yet the general citizens were told that we had to take it if we're going to survive, and yet I'm looking at an article that says dozens upon dozens of certificates list COVID-19 vaccination as the causes for their death. And I'm reading an article that was just dated September the 1st. Dozens of people were killed by COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, according to the new report on the death certificates. The death was caused by the vaccination. In fact,
the
pathogen itself, the survival rate was like 97.9%. The vaccine had a greater percentage of harm and death than the possibility without the vaccine just by suffering through COVID. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, if I may change the subject a little bit, I did want to call in to give a slight update on our city council. We have talked about our friend Al Ferrero a good bit. You've had him on numerous times on the show. Hopefully he'll be able to come on here soon and kind of tell us what's going on possibly. But so we had been discussing and asking callers or, you know, your listeners to call city council, reach out, go to council meetings. You know, we were dealing with an appointment. So Mayor Donna Deegan, whom we obviously don't agree with a lot of policy and social issues, you know, as far as that goes, but she had actually done a couple of good things and had appointed a couple of the Republicans. You know, we've been discussing that. And one of those was Al Ferrero that she had appointed to be the director of the neighborhoods department. And so the city council had been kind of fighting that. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. The mayor, the council has to take a vote to confirm certain positions that the mayor nominates. Okay. And there's certain positions. So this was one of them, but to add to that, as we had discussed, you know, Al Ferrero needed a vote to take for a waiver for basically just not a lack of a college degree, which many of us, I don't have a college degree either. So to have different schooling, but not a complete actual degree. So they were using this because they found out he didn't have a college degree to just pay political retribution. For the fact that he dare ran for mayor, the fact that he didn't publicly endorse, you know, their bought and paid for Rhino candidate, you know, that was recruited by these, I call them misfit mafia consultants. That's their own name, by the way. But so they're paying political retribution. It's really dirty, and they're just basically saying we are not going to vote to confirm Al Ferrero in this position. Complete corrupt political retribution. So it became obvious, I guess. So the news just broke on Friday. Now, Al Ferrero's got his own reasons. Again, I hope he can come on and tell us about it later. But Mr. Ferrero on Friday afternoon submitted his notification to the mayor's office that he's just withdrawing himself from consideration. But he would be happy to take another appointment, another position, I guess you'd say, that wouldn't require. There's plenty of positions that the mayor appoints that doesn't require a council confirmation. So that's kind of what's happened here. But and that's, again, it's sad. I would like to. We knew that the council was corrupt and wasn't going to vote for it. And I would have kind of, from a strategic political point of view, I would like to have had the council members on record, but. Mr. Ferrero's, you know, knows what he's doing, and he's got to do what he's got to do. So I'm sure he had his reasons, but to do that way. But it's unfortunate, and we want folks to realize the extreme corruption within our city and within these handful of political consultants. They are controlling the majority of that council is completely controlled by this handful of political consultants. And I'll end with this. If I may just throw this out there, I have come across a page that I have shared. It's a social media Facebook page that I have shared on my page. I have before the program today, I went and shared it on the Let's Face the Issues page. So let me encourage your listeners to go to the Let's Face the Issues Facebook page and go check out what I had posted and shared. It's called Misfit Mafia Jack. And this page is sharing and exposing these political consultants and all the corruption. It's tons of news stories on there. They're all had various investigations, the ones that, you know, schemed to sell JEA, and just all kinds of facts, follow the money trails. And so go like that page and share it so people can learn and understand who is doing what and who these key players are.
Absolutely. Well, Raymond, I appreciate you taking the time to call in and kind of give us an update on that. Succinctly, if I can tie the bow on the information and present it in this fashion, We've got a city council that's has a number of Republicans on it, that rhinos. They're Republicans in name only. And because because Daniel Davis, which was their fair-haired boy that they wanted elected, did not get elected because of the votes that were taken by Al Ferrero, and because he did not then come out after the primary and support Daniel Davis, as a result of that, it's vindictiveness. It is the vendetta that they're fighting back with. And so I'm thankful that Al withdrew his name rather than going through the mudslinging battle that was before him if he had left his name in the hat. So all we can do is pray for Al, pray for his family, pray that God will open the doors where he wants him, because I believe he's an honorable man that deserves the opportunity to continue to serve our city. Raymond, thank you so much for that update. And as we thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great day. Glenn,
you too.
I'm looking at an article, Glenn, that I want us to kind of wrap up on the thought of what we're talking about today with COVID lies, truth, and vindication. I'm looking at a headline, and I want your take on it. Hospital that fired nurses for refusing the vaccine are now begging these nurses to return to work. It's dated September the 2nd. A Maine health care provider wants the nurses it fired during the COVID pandemic for refusing to be vaccinated against the COVID coronavirus to come back to work. Maine General Hospital in Augusta, Maine, has reached out to healthcare workers, many of whom were denied employment and unemployment compensation after they were fired. In other words, they were fired for not taking the vaccination, and then they were prevented from getting unemployment compensation. The article further says, former registered nurse Terry Poland shared the message she received from the employer that booted her out. Here's the message. You were once a proud member of the Maine General team. Would you consider rejoining us? We would be pleased to discuss all of the options with you. The facility told her in the text per the Maine Wire. She says, this is her response. I was livid. Like, how dare you force me out of my career that I dedicated my whole life to, taking away my livelihood, my ability to earn a good income, and now think that I'm going to come back and grovel before your feet? I don't think so. And that's the attitude of most everybody that I've been in contact with, she said, et cetera, et cetera. I knew enough. This is the nurse speaking. I knew enough not to take the vaccine. I've been a nurse long enough to know I need to question what the new products are. I'm not going to be the first one to jump on board of any experimental vaccine, end quote. Glenn, what are your thoughts about what the nurse is saying and her response to their invitation to come back to work?
What was it the wise old lady said? Eventually, the truth will come out. Now, the lying liars push the agenda to get what they want on the front side, but it bites them in the butt on the backside because they had to change their position. They pushed people out of the military. They pushed people out of all sorts of corporate jobs if they were attached to some sort of a federal income stream. If you know what I'm saying, if they were government contractors, they were being forced to be vaccinated and or they were forced out of their jobs. Like you said with the nurse, she didn't even get unemployment compensation. She got fired for not complying with their protocol. Mm-hmm. All right. And now they can't get people to fill the jobs. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? They violated their civil rights, and they knew it. They violated their civil rights all the way to the point of forcing them out of the job, their income, their livelihood, because they did not comply with the experimental vaccination that was bought and paid for by the government. Interesting. On the back side, follow the money. I mean, he said it just a minute ago, and I was nodding my head. I didn't want to interrupt him when he was talking about the politicians and the corruption. It's a local, city, county, state, federal, and international problem. People who will hang on to power, they don't care if they burn the whole world down in order to stay in power or to get that money. Follow the money, and that's how you conduct your fraud investigations. Who profits? Who benefits? Why would they do something like this? Follow the money. The people sitting on those stacks of cash while everybody else was suffering and losing jobs, you got to wonder, what did they know? When did they know it? Your insider trading, your Nancy Pelosi's of the world, okay, well, all of a sudden they're making a shift this way or that way. Oh, the legislation just happened to be coming down, and now they're making a bunch of money.
Glenn, I'm looking at another headline that says, fired professor wins key victory in free speech case over mask and vaccine policy. A professor who was fired from the University of Southern Maine for challenging COVID-19 mandate has won a critical courtroom victory after district judge ruled that her First Amendment lawsuit against the institution will proceed. Patricia Griffin, who says she was fired for asking valid questions about mask and vaccination policies on campus during the COVID-19 pandemic, was granted the win after the university filed a motion to dismiss the case in part. The district judge said, no, the case will move forward. And I've got another half dozen articles. The main one, Glenn, is here's a headline. Says, Florida doctor reinstated after losing his board certification just because he criticized COVID-19 vaccine. Glenn, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead. The question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. I'm not much of a conspiracy guy, but how do you feel about this walking dead Biden? They're talking about the this trick work, putting everybody in there and, you know, putting everybody away before the election time. So he doesn't have to, you know, debate anybody. He doesn't need to show too much. And it worked the first time. That's how he got away with the first time he got elected. So do you think that there's something behind it? They're talking about a second wave of the Chinese virus again. Do you think there's such thing as a second wave? Or there's a political thing behind it?
I could answer that. But Jose, I'm going to ask Glenn to respond to that. I think it's a good question.
I think I heard most of what he said, that basically be hiding in the basement again during the debates. But your second wave, oh my goodness. They're going to promote and push the fear again. It worked so well for them in 2020. They're just drooling, salivating at the fact that they can push all the sheep around and get them to do the same thing again. Mm-hmm. People need to be focused on researching the truth, and specifically your candidates as an election year is coming up. There's a guy named Vivek, if I can pronounce his last name, Ramaswamy.
Is it Ramaswamy?
Right? And he's saying all the right things, and he's polished, and he sounds good. But listen to this. He's sponsored by George Soros. He is a World Economic Forum, WEF, Klaus Schwab candidate. All right? He recently, because that information came out, he recently filed suit to have his name removed from the World Economic Forum because people were broadcasting the fact that he was an insider going to push liberal agendas but masquerading as a conservative. Interesting. But if you don't know the name on the list when you get your ballot, people generally vote for what everybody else is voting for. They just go with the flow. They don't research. They ask. In fact, people come to me at election time in our family, and they're like, who are you voting for? Well, I appreciate the fact that you're asking me the question. You respect my opinion and my research. But why don't you know? Why don't you know who's running for office? You didn't study for the test. There's a test. And everybody benefits or suffers depending on who we vote for and what we vote for. And there are a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing saying things that sound good. And they're going to get in office. They're going to stop once they take your money. They're going to get in office, stop returning your phone calls, and do whatever they want to because they're connected to other power and other money that benefits them and their friends.
Absolutely. Glenn and Jose, I pray that was a good answer, a proper answer for you, and that you'd have a blessed day. Glenn, I'm looking at headline, John Voight, V-O-I-G-H-T. He's a Hollywoodite, or formerly was, uncorks on Biden. He says, and I quote, this is now a war against all of us. Actor John Voight has issued a warning to Americans more than a year before the next presidential election, but not just the Democrats, but all of the Democrats in general have unleashed their full battery of weapons against President Donald Trump. What are we to do? This is a war, and it's a war against all of us, is what he says, and I believe that's true. Glenn, we've got about 8 seconds on this broadcast. Wrap us up.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." There are some things we can fix. There are some things we can't fix, and we have to give it to God. We can't be anxious about it. We have to do what we're responsible to do. We have to seek the truth, research the truth, promote the truth, take a stand for the truth, and then we have to give it to God.
Amen.
That's Glenn, what we can do. He's in charge.
Absolutely. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9